And so normally the negativity will go on him. If he's completely oblivious, which every once in a while some people will be, then the cloud will be lifted off you and will go somewhere. But this person is so detached from reality that you shouldn't even have a relationship with him. A person you can't really communicate with on an emotional level, I think you should just avoid. Because there's some people that you meet in life, it's best just to avoid them. You know, and let them make friends with their own kind. You know. Okay, now, you brought up something during the break. What was it you asked?
Well, her question was my question was, how do you know what level you're on?
Oh, your next step. That's what you guys wanted to know. Okay, and about the level that you're on. Okay, remind me of that later. We'll talk about it just a little bit later. So when a person achieves a second initiation, it's when he receives control over his emotional body. So when he's faced with a decision, his decision is governed by both the emotions and the mind intermingling together, with the mind having the final say. So if the mind concludes this is a bad idea and the emotions want to do it, the mind will assume control and say, even though my feeling, you really want to do this, we're not going to do it because it doesn't make sense. Okay, so we're going to move ahead. So the mind assumes control. So the mind can assume control in the second degree initiate. He learns to do that. Remember, there's the statement by DK, the plane of the mind is the plane on which the masters can be found. The plane of the emotions is actually created entirely by illusion. It's created by the interplay of the mental world with the higher parts of the physical world, which is called the etheric plane. And the interplay of these two worlds, the mind and the etheric plane, creates the astral world and the emotions. And once a person becomes a high initiate, it is as if the astral plane doesn't exist. There's still feelings, but they're in the higher realm of the heart energies, rather than the solar plexus. But the solar plexus energies will be with us for some time to come, because when we're born among humanity and we interplay with them, there's no way to avoid the astral world. It is here, and we have to learn to deal with it. Okay, so the second initiation is the initiation of baptism, where the person enters the plane of the emotions, and then he's saturated with emotions. His emotional body is completely activated. His emotions are very powerful. But even though his emotions are powerful, he can rise up out of the emotions into the air and make decisions based on what makes sense rather than what he feels he should do. He may meet the love of his life, fall madly in love, but his mind may say, no, this person really isn't for you. We're not going to marry this person. And the emotions will say, oh yeah, but she's so beautiful, and she's so nice, and so warm and tender, and I love her so much. And the mind says, no, sorry, I mean, I know it's tough, but we're going to move, we'll find somebody better. And so the mind assumes control, no matter how tough the situation, and it assumes control, and then the person becomes, when he can do that, he becomes a second degree initiate. Then the third is called the first real initiation from the viewpoint of the Masters of Wisdom. Because this is the one that separates, once the threshold is passed, the person rarely falls backward. A person can fall backward after passing the second. Like I say, Hitler passed the second. Hitler was, you know, he was a very, very logical person, used his mind quite a bit, and he had power over his emotions. He was very emotional, used his emotions, but he used it intelligently. But then he was caught in something that took him on the dark path. And that is illusion. Illusion are tricks that our belief system plays upon us. It catches us on various thought forms. With Hitler is a great example of this. Hitler read a lot of information about the Jews, a lot of literature about them, and it seemed to make sense to his mind that the Jews were the source of evil in the world. Everything he read reinforced this. And so he had this reinforced illusion that the Jews were satanic and they controlled everything, and the only way to bring peace on earth was to get rid of them all. And so he was under this illusion. Illusions can be very potent, very powerful, and very destructive. And everybody is born, when they enter into incarnation, as illusions that they have to work themselves out of. Say an illusion, a Christian illusion, is that men are born in sin, or men and women are born in sin. Therefore, you got to baptize little babies, because even little babies are born in sin. So even the sin of little babies has to be washed away. This is an illusionary teaching, and there are many illusionary teachings. Illusion separates us politically, so that either both sides are an illusion or one side is an illusion, but you'll never encounter a time when both sides will not be an illusion where they're separate. If both sides are not an illusion, they will agree with each other because they can see through the illusion. And seeing through the illusion is difficult because we all have illusions planted in our mind from the time we learn to speak. Our parents plant illusions in our mind. Our churches plant illusions in our mind. Our political leaders plant illusions in our mind. Our teachers plant illusions in our mind. We hear things out and about where illusions are planted. Just to give you an example of an illusion that's been planted recently. It used to be that when I was growing up, everyone said, well, you know, a lot of unfair things happen in the world, but, you know, God is fair, and life is fair. In the end, everything will work out. And then one day, I can't remember which preacher it was, but I heard some preacher on TV saying, you know, life isn't fair. And all of a sudden, that rang with everybody. Everybody thought, well, you know, he's right. Life is not fair. You know, he's the first person to have said it. So he says, and now you hear it all the time. You know, life isn't fair. It's just the way it is. Life, God made life, so it's not fair. But both of the statements were illusions. The fact that everybody thought that everything was fair was an illusion because we're thinking in the context of one life. And in the context of one life, everything, or in the context of one life, you can't say that life is fair. On the other hand, in the context of one life, this preacher was saying life is not fair, but he didn't realize that we have many lifetimes. And in the course of many lifetimes, everything turns out to be fair. So both of them were illusions from their vantage point that were looking at it. They didn't have the whole pieces of information. The preacher that said life is not fair didn't realize that there was more than one life. So he had a missing piece, and that missing piece caused him to see as an illusion. And what happens, the third degree initiate must bypass the illusions. He must see through the illusions. And to see through the illusions, he must look clear from the time he can remember, his earliest memories, and everything that was planted in his mind, and go and unravel all the illusions that he's been taught. This is why Jesus said, you must become as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. In other words, a little child, his mind is pretty much blank. And so we have all kinds of illusions that control our thinking. All kinds of things where our thinking process is governed by things that are not correct. And so these have to be looked at and unraveled. We have to unravel them one by one. And when we get them all unraveled, then we're ready to pass the third initiation. The third initiation, the third degree initiate, unravels illusion, and this brings him in contact with the intuitive world, with the world that is above the mind. The world that is above the mind is intuitive, and the intuitive world connects us to the higher worlds of ideas and spiritual concepts, and it can be a conduit to bring them down to us. So as we unravel an illusion, we produce a thread into the intuitive world to the higher worlds. And we unravel another illusion when we produce another thread that takes us up to the higher worlds. And we unravel them in piece at a time. And then when they're all unraveled and the connecting link is made, then we have what is called the transfiguration. That's where the person makes the connection to the angel of the presence, or his higher self, the soul. And when he makes that connection, he has an astounding experience where he is quite transformative. And there's several people in history that account this. The most famous one was Paul.